Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Stolo, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie. Have I got a special treat for you today on the show, hailing from Taipei, Taiwan. My guests are a five-member J-pop underground idol group produced by Sato Face Studios. In winter 2024, they debuted for the first time on stage as a small but powerful ray of light, illuminating even the greatest depths of the ocean. I don't know if that intro is okay, that's what I've got here. You're actually no stranger to them if you've listened to Typically Tuesdays regularly, as their work has been previously been broadcasted on the show, and also very highly praised and discussed with great admiration by Nina of local overseas idol group Non-Sweet. My dearest listener, it is my great honor to welcome to the stage Meikai Oceanus!
Yay!
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. We are
Meikai Oceanus.
My name is Kamine Sela. You can call me Sela.
My name is Akaboshi Inori. You can call me Inori.
My name is Sakuno Anli. You can call me Anjang.
My name is Amami Umi. You can call me Umitan.
My name is Masilo Lemon. You can call me Lemon.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I know you guys have a busy day and a busy schedule because you've been touring in North America. But I'm really grateful to have you on to the show. As I mentioned before, Nina from Non-Sweet, she introduced me to your work. And I got a lot of positive feedback on that show because people became very interested in your music, and I've been able to play your music on my program ever since as well. So this is a great honor for me to be sitting here with you today. Yeah, how has your North American tour been so far?
It's Lemon. Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, for we and fans that we share our energy and support each other, whether on stage or off, and the fans are crazy. they are so much energy to supporting us. Yeah, it's a very great memory for us. Yeah, maybe the performance time is early, but it's okay because everybody's waiting for us and they saw us yay, Meikai Oceanus. I will go ocean jump for you. That's really cute. Yeah.
Umi, yeah.
I think that the vibe here is very different from Taiwan and maybe in other countries. I think it's special. And their energy is so positive. They will not give us that much negative response. Yeah, I think it's good.
And even that they are not our fans, they just supporting us on stage, and I think that is very good reaction to us. Yeah.
And everybody give us a smile. Everybody in the stage, everybody saw us, like giving big smile to us, and I'm happy to see their face, each one of them is very happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear that you guys have been enjoying your time here in North America, because you performed over at US Idol Fest last weekend, and then later on this week, this weekend, at the time of recording, you're going to be performing in Vancouver for Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, hosted by Nonsuite. And we're very excited to see you perform here in Vancouver. Really quickly, actually, before we continue to move on, I hadn't introduced a very important person who is integral, absolutely integral to our conversation with Meikai Oceanus today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jared from Fortune Fair Productions. I'm in charge of the tour for Meikai Oceanus and Setsuna's North American tour, and I'm also helping out here for translations. Thank you so much, Typically Tuesdays, for having us.
Thank you so much for being here, Jared. Again, you like, without you, you know, this interview wouldn't happen. So thank you so much for being here and for your support.
Thank you. Nina and Nonsuite as well.
Thank you. Shout out Nina Nonsuite, who is totally not in the room with us right now.
Thank you. We love you.
All right. It's great to hear that the North American fans have been so supportive and warm to you. I think, yeah, North American fans of idols are just like very excited to have these kinds of experiences, but even more when they know that it's somebody who's coming from overseas and they haven't seen their performances before. So it's really good to hear that. Actually, let's go ahead and listen to some of your music right now. We're going to start off today's playlist with your debut song, Meikai Oceanus, by Meikai Oceanus, off of the single Meikai Oceanus. yeah, could you talk a little bit about that? Inori?
Okay. This song shows what our group is all about. It means we are like a light deep in the ocean and chasing our dream with some breath like this. And it's also our debut song with the same name as our group. So the whole song really shows our style and the charming, like the thing all about. So it's very, I think it's very
hopeful.
Positive song. Thank you.
All right, let's listen to that right now. Here is Meikai Oceanus by Meikai Oceanus.
星光，你向着黑暗中承受。
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Meikai Oceanus by Meikai Oceanus, and I happen to have them here with me in the studio. It's Meikai Oceanus. They are a Taiwanese idol group produced by Sato Fei Studios, and they are going to be in Vancouver this weekend, November 8th, performing at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, which is a small idol music festival hosted by Non-Sweet. Now, that event might have already happened, but hey, this is a great time for you to get into Meikai Oceanus if you haven't already and if you missed seeing them live. Yeah, I want to know a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene. Since you have come to North America just a little bit ago and you performed at US Idol Fest, can you talk a little bit about how the Taiwanese idol scene compares to what you've seen in North America so far? Anli?
我觉得台湾的偶像圈已经进到一个商业化的阶段。那 我会觉得在台湾像是每一组偶像或者是solo演出者都必须要有原创曲，会比较有怎么讲，就是在台面上的感觉吗？So,
in Taiwan, the scene has grown to a state where I guess it's more commercialized or more standardized. So a lot of the idols feel like they need to have original songs or meet a certain type of standard compared to North America, where it's still a growing scene and there's more covers or there's more room for people to express themselves. I guess not using the word amateur, not in a negative way, but there's a lot more room to explore yourself in North America compared to, I guess, more stricter guidelines in the Taiwan scene currently.
Can you talk a little bit more about the kind of like the organization and structure of the Taiwanese idol industry right now as it is?
在台湾的话，如果是出道一段时间的团体，通常会比较多首的原创曲。那通常一段演出大概是20到30分钟左右，那就会是整个表演的歌单都是那个团体的原创曲。我觉得这是台湾比较主要现在的发展的样子。那我觉得在美国的话，会比较像是，我觉得大家彼此分享自己的梦想。嗯嗯嗯。
开然后开心的想要把自己做的开心的事情告诉大家所有人，感觉是把喜欢自己喜欢的歌曲告诉大家的感觉。对对对，这是我觉得不同的地方。So,
in Taiwan, the more established idol groups usually will have several original songs, a couple months after their debut. So in a 20-30 minute set, usually it's a fully original song set list, or they might feel pressure to put on that type of performance for people. In America, there's more room for people to express themselves. There are some North American idols who are producing original music, but a lot you can do covers, songs from Japanese or overseas idols that you really like yourselves. There's a lot of American artists who even cover like American or Western songs for their idol performances. So there's more room for you to express yourself and provide a show performance that you want to bring to a stage rather than artists trying to conform to what the audience or the stage might expect of idols in Taiwan.
You know, yeah.
就是我们的现在台湾的部分就会有很多拼盘，就是可能每个周六都会有非常多的活动，然后拼盘也都是一次都会团体，可能是十几个团体这样互相轮演。但在美国的方式，就是北美的方式比较像是会结合动漫展，所以现场还会有更多不同多元的方式去结合在，像我们有看到 VTuber 或是一些 coser， 可是现在在台湾的话，大部分是直接跟动漫展是拆开的，所以是纯偶像的表演，就是让我觉得还蛮特别不太一样的地方。
Another thing Nori pointed out is currently in the Taiwan scene, since it's fairly established, every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, there are huge Taibons or I guess joint performances from Taiwanese idols. A whole day from noon to night, there's 10 or so groups performing one after another. So it's a purely idol performance. However, in America, a lot of the events are still adjacent or collaborating with the anime scene or more of the Japanese culture scene. At US Idol Fest, we saw a lot of VTubers performing or even cosplay idols appear. So there's more diversity, inclusivity in the American space so far, and there's not as much of a standalone pure idol events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that response, actually. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about personally, having not a whole lot of experience with, like, overseas idols or anything like that. But it's something that I, like, kind of got the feeling about. Our scene in Vancouver is very, like, do-it-yourself, mm-hmm. very, like, DIY-based. And a lot of that starts off in, like, cosplay or, yeah, the kind of, like, anime fandoms and that type of thing. Like for example, Love Live. You guys know Love Live?
Yeah.
A lot of... there are a few groups, I think, out here who started because they were cosplaying Love Live and performing Love Live songs. But it's really interesting to hear that it is... there's a lot more of a focus on... original pieces in Taiwan, so that's kind of cool.
Actually, we are cosplayer too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character you guys like to cosplay?
Actually, we love Bandoli. You know that
Bandoli?
Yeah.
My goal.
That's awesome.
We love anime.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get into idols and anime at the same time.
Yeah. Mm.
There's so much overlap there, you know?
Yeah. Actually, Ali is started by cover Love Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Love really? Life.
Yeah. And yeah.
Can I ask who was... Did you have one character that you usually perform as?
Muse is Minami Kotori.
Kotori.
Aqua is Watanabe Yo.
Good characters. I like them. Yeah. Oh.
You know them?
I know a little bit about Love Live.
Oh.
Yeah. But to be honest, I haven't watched the anime. I haven't watched the anime at all, but I used to listen to their music.
Awesome.
Oh. Yeah. You haven't seen it either?
What?
Oh.
No.
I know a lot of character from Love Live. Yeah.
I haven't seen Love Live either. Oh. I'm not. I'm what? Really not into Love Live. Sorry about that.
You need to. What?
Yeah. I'm actually only into an anime and like shonen manga. Shonen Jump. Gintama.
Good series.
Yeah. We're more into it.
I love Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
Good series to
be in. I'm a Mandarin person,
yeah.
That's fair. All right, thank you about that. I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little bit lost here. How are we really getting the conversation? I'm interested to learn more about your deep ocean concept. It's something I feel like that is quite distinct to you, because usually when idols do like an ocean theme, they're not doing the deep ocean. They're just doing like shallow ocean, right? All the deep ocean creatures, they're kind of weird and scary.
No, they're cute.
We love.
They
look cute.
Yeah?
I love it.
No, I don't mean you guys.
Oh.
No, I mean the creatures in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean the creature.
I like anglerfish.
Yeah. Can you tell me more about your deep ocean concept, Umi?
Yeah. Actually, when we were choosing our group name, we thought about a lot of elements, like skies or oceans or land or stars. But actually, there are a lot of groups in Taiwan. They're always using stars and sky as a group name or group symbol. So we're thinking about, how about under the sea? Different from the others? We just want it to be, how about land? But land isn't cute. Land is just like mud.
Yeah.
And worms, insects. And I think it's not cute. And I think, fish, the creatures.
Fish.
Actually, I'm really into ocean. So my name is actually Ocean in Japanese. Yeah. So I think that, oh, we can choose about Ocean, and I'll tell them, and they say, oh, yeah, that's great, that's really nice. Nobody have chooses this element before. Yeah, then we are Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In Taiwanese group, the idol group, they pop up and just very positive. So we want to change the style.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. That's, yes, Umi.
And we are the little light, little tiny light under the sea. So it's positive and different from the others.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
We want different.
Yes.
You have a kind of like a stronger image about like overcoming challenges and togetherness and stuff. Can I ask, do you guys have like a favorite deep sea creature?
I don't.
Turtle
is not in deep sea.
Gerald, do you know 大王巨足虫?
我不知道那个是什么。
I will search it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 我喜欢水母.
Sarah's a big fan of jellyfish.
Jellyfish? Yeah. You know what? Do you have one? Turtles?
Sea turtle. Okay. I always buy the. I don't. 玩具啊,
yeah, toys or plush.
My bed, put on my bed. So cute. Okay. I bought one in America.
Have you guys gone to. Will you guys be able to go to Vancouver Aquarium?
We don't have plans yet, but we can talk about it for our rest days if you want to go to the aquarium.
Is there any beluga whales there?
Beluga whales? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We must go there. Please.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, Nina. We're canceling your schedule.
It's a must go.
Okay, and back to the question.
Yeah.
My favorite creature is
giant isopod.
Oh,
yeah.
Like crawling on the ground. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I have a lot of bag. Is that?
Oh, trinkets on your bag that you hang on. Yeah.
Taiwan has a ramen 公子之前有那个
ramen
有大王巨组织 noodle.
People are putting giant isopods on ramen.
Yeah, in Taiwan.
I got one too.
Okay. She gave it to me.
Yeah, because I got free.
Okay. they're a toy.
No.
Real.
You eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Interesting. Okay.
Special. Not normal, but special.
Yeah. I would love to see a photo. So, Umi, you like belugas?
And actually, yeah, I like all kinds of fish. All kinds of creature under the sea.
Awesome.
But especially beluga whales.
Belugas, yeah. Mm. Are the beluga whales here in Vancouver Aquarium are kind of famous locally. So, yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Exciting.
Anjang?
Yeah, Anjang.
我不确定算不算海洋生物, 但我喜欢企鹅。
Maybe not a deep sea creature, but Henri Anjang's a huge fan of penguins.
Yeah. I love birds.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of birds.
We have ducks.
Okay. Ducks? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? We should go birding. We can talk about this later. But yeah, oh my goodness, I'm having such a fun time. I'm like getting totally sidetracked from our interview questions. Yeah. But I think now is a good time to listen to some music, actually. So let's listen to Beyond the Darkness, which is one of your singles. Does anybody want to share a little bit about that track? Anri?
Oh, I think Beyond the Darkness is from Make-Eye Ocean's first song. 那它比较像是在叙述我们在黑暗中，可是我们怀抱自己的希望跟梦想前进的感觉。
So Beyond the Darkness is sort of an extension to the storyline or the concept from the Meikai Oceanus song. In Meikai Oceanus, the song concept is being the faint but still strong beacon of light in the deep ocean, so people can still follow towards them or get motivation. And Beyond the Darkness is about them finding strength and pushing forward and breaking new ground and finding strength to continue on in their path.
Yes.
然后这首歌跟其他歌比较不一样的地方是我们副歌会有重唱的部分，对，就是会有一个人负责唱音，然后其他的成员负责在那边叠唱其他的歌词。
So one special thing about the song is during the chorus, there's a lot of overlaying of harmonies and different vocal lines. There's some members who have a sustained note throughout the chorus while everyone else is supporting or parallelly singing the main lyrics for the chorus. Yeah.
All right. That sounds exciting. It is a really fun track. So we're going to listen to that right now. Here is Beyond the Darkness by Meikai Oceanus here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
You just heard Beyond the Darkness by Meikai Oceanus here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF. I'm Leslie, and I've got Meikai Oceanus here in the studio with me. We are talking about like their concept and their work as idols in the Taiwanese idol scene and what they're doing here in North America and in Vancouver. So now that you've performed overseas a few times, you were in Hong Kong earlier this year, I think, and then just a couple of days ago, you were in Los Angeles. You're about to perform in Vancouver very soon. What's next on your agenda? What's your next goal, whether overseas or in Taiwan? Because these are big projects. Say that.
之后我们会去广州跟北海道 然后就回台湾之后我们也会有蛮多的主催公演 我们自己有一个live house 然后会有一个不定期的公演在那边这样子 对
So their next milestone is performing in Guangzhou and also Hokkaido. And they also have a lot of concerts and events scheduled in Taiwan for their manager recently opened up a new venue, so they have a lot of performances scheduled for there as well.
Mm-hmm. Can I? Go ahead.
我想补充一下 1月10号是我的圣诞季 有空可以来玩
我正要帮你补一下 January 10th is also Sarah's birthday. That birthday live will be hosted in Taiwan as well if you're able to make it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, Vancouver folks, go check that out.
Yeah.
But are you talking about Guangzhou in mainland China or like some other place?
Oh, yeah, China, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, my family is from there.
Oh!
My people are from there. Oh, this is so exciting. I don't really talk to my family over there, but oh. somehow people will go. And it's so exciting to hear you guys go over there. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, having the live house is going to allow you guys to have like more of like a... Is it going to allow you guys to have more of like regular appearances, regular performances?
有机会的话，应该会举办就是比较多我们自己跟Sezuna的活动这样子，都是放我们自己的工作室的演出这样。
Yeah, now that their management team has their own venue, it's a lot easier to host shows that are focused on Meikai Oceanus and Sezuna rather than collaboration opportunities or sort of like opening for other acts at different stages. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
像例如我们之前在虽然不是在我们的场地，但是在其他场地我们有办过主催公演， 那就会有cosplay的， 就是我们会cosplay演出， 或者是会有各种不同的主题。 那之后如果在我们自己的场地的话， 就可以做更多变化。 然后11月跟12月都有， 希望大家可以来。
So in their previous when they are the main act of events, they would have different cosplay sets or a lot more concepts at other venues, but now they have their own venue, they will be able to bring their concepts, do bigger and better concepts in the space that they control. And they have a lot of shows planned for November and December. If you're able to visit Taiwan, please make the time to go see them.
That is so exciting. What's the address?
You can search for Encounter on social media platforms. Yeah.
Encounter Taipei.
Encounter Taipei. Yeah. Good to know. All right. Look that up if you're interested in go checking out Meikai Oceanus and Sezuna, who's their solo sister act, who you'll be hearing on Typically Tuesdays next week. Look forward to that. But for now, let's talk a little bit more about what you've got going on here in Vancouver. So you're going to be performing at Kaiga Idol Pride Stage 2. And if the listener is not familiar, that is kind of like a series of idol music events hosted by local idol group Nonsuite out here. You might be familiar with them if you've listened to the show at any point at this point. But you will all be performing on November 8th. What are you most excited about for your performance in Vancouver? Inori?
This time we will bring a lot of our original song, and our sixth single, Lily Rune, is our new track, and we are so excited to finally performing here in Canada. And also wearing our fourth outfit in here. So I'm very excited to see everybody in Vancouver, how they like comics. Comics. And we got a lot of high tension in North America, so I'm excited
Sorry, can I speak Chinese?
I got you. You can contact Fortune Fair Productions for all of your translation needs.
OK, 好，因为我们在北美就是有收到很多能量，就是他们的能量都很high。那听大家说，就是加拿大的话文化比较接近，但我还是会很好奇说这里到底会有什么样的 mix hall 啊，或者是会有怎么样的应援方式。对，然后也很期待这里的舞台跟规模的状况。然后我们自己在美国也看到了很多就是各种不同的 idol group， 所以我也想看看 在这边的偶像会是什么样子的。
So they had a very eye-opening experience and a very positive experience in America at the Asayuru Taibon and also at US Idol Fest. They felt the warm reception of the American fans and expect the scene in Vancouver to be somewhat similar, but they are also looking forward to see the Vancouver fans' support, if it's more of the Western style, but also if there's any differences between Canada and America. So they're very looking forward to getting to know the Vancouver scene, see what it's like, and so far all the reception has been very positive, and they're very much looking forward to another positive experience at Kaikai Idol Pride.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to find out what like the Vancouver Idol scene is like. And yeah, Lemon?
Actually, I'm a little bit terrifying for to perform our original song because it's all Chinese. But in America, they are just like so sweet to us and they say to us like, you guys don't need to do everything, you just stay on stage and they were supporting and screaming for us. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Another thing I forgot to mention was Inori also brought up that there's some different calls and mixes or fan chants in North America that's different from Taiwan. So they're also looking forward to see if there's any different calls or mixes that the Vancouver scene might have cooked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time I went to a Vancouver Idol show, the Otas, they were really intense. It took me off guard actually. So I think you can look forward to that. But yeah, I think also to just like address Lemon what you were saying, like yeah, I think honestly it is I guess from my personal opinion is that yeah, it's totally normal to be like kind of nervous, especially like you're in a new place. You might not be very familiar with like the performances or the performers over here, and you don't really know what the fan culture is like, but I think people in Vancouver, honestly, we're just really excited for anything.
I'm just afraid
that
they don't understand Chinese, and they were not able to understand that we performance about.
I think that's fair, but you know, maybe you could like share the lyrics on like your social media, and then you could tell people like if you're interested, you look like paste the lyrics into Google Translate and then follow
actually,
along.
When the lyrics is something positive, I just got a lot big smile to them. And it's negative, I just so sad my face.
Yeah, that's how you. That's how you like express to the to the audience like what the message of the song is. Yeah. That I think that will work also.
It works.
Yeah, looking really, really looking forward to your upcoming track that's going to be performed. Looking forward to play it on the show at some point. Getting into idols around the world, I think, also is like a really good way to learn about new cultures and stuff. When listeners from Vancouver, when they want to meet you, either you know here or some other place or in Taiwan, what is like a phrase or an essential word that they need to know in order to like talk to you, get your attention, that type of thing?
Oh,
Umi,
whoa!
Can I talk in Chinese?
Yeah.
我们可以一个人讲一个。
Yeah.
你说叫他们的单字。
你是我推你好可爱。
Everybody, we can think about one phrase.
Okay.
Start with
you first.
Lemon first.
Lemon first.
How about Sela?
Sela first.
How about Umi 讲?
How about you?
Okay. Umi 最可爱。 It means that Umi is the cutest one in all of us. Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Umi 最可爱 Have you learned about it? Yeah!
Okay, great.
Your turn.
Lemon?
My turn. It's my turn. It's Inoli's turn. Inoli.
Oh, I got a simple 我爱你
Oh my god
我爱你because in Japan people they learn about Chinese the first is 我爱你 it used to everybody so you can call 我爱你 Inoli and I'm happy to sing this
我爱你 means I love you in a Mandarin if you're not aware let's see who should I pick on next安江
你是我的推
So 你是我的推 means you're my oshi for those who might not be familiar with Japanese terms oshi literally means push but the idol you are pushing or supporting or trying to lift to the very top so 你是我的推 you are my oshi means you are my favorite idol you are my favorite one that I want to support and keep pushing you forward
yeah you need to put your name in it你要说安江你是我推
Or else they're going to say it to everyone and they're going to be cheating on you.
Oh my god.
They are cheating on me already.
Oh my god. 你不讲
话 My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay. 你是我的你只能看着我
You guys know that
why you guys are screaming?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
It's being like
不是粉丝这样跟你讲的吧
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my god.
You are mine.
You're, you know, you're doing the fishing.
Yeah, I'm fishing. I'm fishing.
Kachi koi.
That's bad.
Umi touch me.
No, we don't support it.
We don't support
it. I'm being myself. I don't fish. I'm just being myself.
So what does that mean?
So, 你是我的, you are mine.
You are mine.
那个,你只能看着我, you can only look at me or you can only have me in your eyes only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of young, right?
我刚才想想结婚可以空袭我的
话 No, no, please don't.
No, no, 我们不卡机扣影。跟他不好哦。
why don't I explain what Inori said first? Okay. So Inori is saying, like, or alternatively, you can say, we should get married. 結婚しよう.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a good thing for Meika Oshinas. We don't want them to do, like, the gachikoi, the real falling in love. We can't do that.
No.
It's against the contract.
Yeah.
How about you, Loseda?
Sarah 是最棒的
So 最棒的 means the best So Sarah 是最棒的 Sarah is the best
yeah. She's cheating me
Yeah, she's cheating
Yeah
我爱你
I hate you
我不是在跟你说 Umi
We got some internal drama happening here in Meika Oshinas But yeah You've been talking about like getting to know the North American scene as well, you got to perform over at US Idol Fest and Yasuyoru Maid Cafe earlier last week. At this point, so is there any group or act or performer that caught your attention? And we can go one by one here. Okay. Somebody who left a good impression on you. You know what I mean?
First, Yasuyoru Maid. They are so cute.
Yeah.
and I'm surprising Chinese. 就他们那边的女仆大部分都有就是有在当偶像或者是有自己另外在出来组团或者是 Asayuru 自己的表演都有但他们的表演就是对我来说就是很高的品质然后又每个人都很可爱然后又穿女仆装就那天在Asayuru Maid Cafe 的时候我就已经站在后面就已经哇好可爱哦的感觉然后后续的交流让我觉得他们都是很真诚在对待表演跟演出然后他们里面的 Maid 有跟我说一些就是鼓励我的话让我觉得很感动这样子
So while I guess maids and idols crossovers are more commonplace in Taiwan. They're very surprised to see this kind of culture also exist in America as well. Also, roommate cafes, idol groups, Moeage. All of Meikai Oceanas found them to be very cute. All the dances, the vocals, performances, all at a super high level. And they're very impressed by the level of professionalism and how they carry themselves on American stages. And a lot of the maids from Asayuru Moyage also, through chatting with Inori, gave her a lot of support and words of encouragement. So she's really grateful for that and really grateful to get to meet all of them.
That's awesome.
Love Asayuru.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the group to catch, I guess, if you go to LA. Mm. Anyone else who wants to chime in? Any?
Say that? Sweet.
我喜欢那个 strawberry
strawberry sunday
strawberry 他们的歌声很好听跟他们的舞蹈很整齐然后我觉得他们的表演是蛮有渲染力的就是会蛮想要就是继续听他们唱歌跟演出这样子
Sarah's a big fan of the group Strawberry Sunday. Their vocal performances are very impressive, very powerful. Their dances are sorry, I'm not a trained dancer. They're very, very lined up, very in sync between the performers. And they have, they really touch the audience and then make the audience feel like they want to keep on supporting them after the show. Very inspiring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strawberry Sunday also gave Meikai Oceanas a bunch of stickers and even handwritten letters, so they, they're very, really touched by that gesture. Yeah, I even drew a quick sketches of everyone's faces on the handwritten letters, too. It's a lot of thought put into the gifts that Strawberry Sunday gave to Meikai Oceanas.
That is so sweet. Yeah, that's so, so nice sweet. To hear about that. Lemon?
For me, I'm not lying.
Okay.
Truly. Oh. Non sweet.
Mm-hmm. Who are non sweet? I've never heard about them before, huh?
And I just found out they've been performing over 5 years. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 years, I think.
Yeah,
very soon.
They are powerful. Yeah. I love them. I love Nina.
Who's not in the room with us right
Shy
now.
Smile.
He was great, and so was Non Sweet.
And Non Sweet, we also have the same song, right?
Recall.
Recall.
We in Taiwan also cover a song, just with them. We this time have heard the same song here, and we feel it's very inspiring. We really like it.
Meikai Oceanas also performs the song Recall a lot in Taiwan, so they were very surprised to see Non Sweet also do that cover here in North America, and they were very impressed, just very touched to see that performance from Non Sweet. Yeah, and it was very inspiring for Meikai Oceanas.
That's so lovely. Anchan or Umi?
Me and Anjang said, think that all of the above and all the performers we met are all very nice. And it...
including
Strawberry Sunday, Moeage, and Oyasumimi, and Non Sweet. Every performers we met are all so nice to us, and the performing is so good and nice and fantastic, and people are really nice, really, really nice. Everybody's so nice.
Talk about it. I'm so surprised that Strawberry Sunday performs Chinese song.
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. It's so very cool. Famous in Taiwan.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Meikai Oceanas is Dale Demo Daisuki. Didi.
Yeah. Everybody's so cute. I'm sorry.
And they're performing very high quality, so we are everybody.
You like everybody because the performance quality is so high and everybody's so kind.
And
you guys are going to meet, you guys know Non Sweet. You're going to meet Fruity Zeus, who's also a local Vancouver group out here.
Ooh.
On Saturday. You're also going to meet somebody from Seattle, Kitameki Palettes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, very exciting for you all. We are about to hit the top of the hour here on the show on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. One last thing, of course, is how can people support your work? Obviously, you've hooked them in now with this interview and with your songs. People who are interested in following Meikai Oceanas and learning more about the Taiwanese idol scene, how How can they follow your work? How can they support you?
Everyone can find us on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music or other streaming platforms. And also on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, X. And maybe that's all. Yeah. And yeah. Also threads.
Yeah. Also threads. And 如果他们想要知道我们的表演在哪里的话，我们的 IG 上面都有 time tree 啊，就是会有我们的表演日程表在上面。
And if any fans are trying to catch any of their performances, they have a time tree, a timetable for all of their upcoming performances on their Instagram, on their Facebook that you can go check out.
All right. And what is your handle? Like your at?
So the handle is just at Meikai Oceanus on all platforms, I believe. MEIKAIOCE.
Ocean.
US. Sorry.
you got Google. You can look it up. All right. Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much, everybody, again, for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Next week, we're going to be talking to Meikai Oceanus' sister, act. She's a solo performer named Setsuna. I'm very excited for that conversation as well. Don't miss out here on Typically Tuesdays, Mondays at 3:00 to 4:00. And check out more great CJSF programming like Bitcoover on Tuesdays from 8:00 to 10:00, all about electronic and chiptune video game music. It's a really fun time. Listen to it here on 90.1 FM, Bitcoover, Tuesdays from 8:00 to 10:00. We're going to listen to one final song as we close off the show today. This one's called Signal Mayday. It's a kind of like rock heavy track. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, this song is about like being depressed, but you don't want to
be folded.
To not stay in that mindset and to break free from it.
Yeah, you don't want to break through your true heart that you're being sad. And this song is just talking about to shout out to ourselves and saying Mayday to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then say that we need help and to call out others that to help us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. It's a very positive message, yeah. Especially for people who are going through it, you know? Mm. Yeah. We'll look forward to that at the end of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the show. I've been Leslie, and they've been Meikai Oceanus. And here is the final track, Signal Mayday by Meikai Oceanus. My name's Leslie, and I will talk to you again very soon.
掉眼泪，伸出手压抑着胸口，感受不到往日的激动。最喜欢的那款游戏，却盯着的如画面分心，找不到，找不到，找不到，往前进的泪流停留在原地。害怕逃离脚下的泥泞，未知道如何让人胆战心惊。有谁能听见求救讯息？被困在黑暗，最后被遗忘。我希望谁能够听见 I am here。 多想全力向自己证明与众不同也没关系，不经意的怀疑
习相信一一教训，试图拥抱再看清那是过往的自己，多想全力向自己证明与众不同。